This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yayimi. Today we are in Kalim, Zayin Vav. We'll be finishing the 7th parak and starting the 8th parak. So we're going to go from Zayin Vav till Ches Aleph, Zu till Cha. Let's review yesterday. Was Yisrichag. We did Dalet and Hey. Let's go Dalet and Hey. Okay. So here we go. We have these. Okay, this was. What was this again? Oh, the Chatzar Kira business. Right. The Chatzar was not attached to the Kira. If it's three, it's supposed. Hi, it has Maga in Avir. It's considered a Kira. If less than that. Or if it's smooth, no rim at all, it's Tahoyrum. Okay. Pitputikira, the flags. Three of them. Three it's supposed each. Hi. They have Tumas Maga and Avir. Less than that. Kol Shekhen Tame. The part of the Tanur. The Tarbar of the Kira. Filo in Arba. Even four Pitputi. Hey. One of them falls off, so the oven's not so usable. Still Tumas Maga, not Tumas Avir, says Rimeir. So much functional. Shimon says Tahar. It's not functional. There's no Tumas Maga. This Machlokes Rimeir of Shimon has come up already a few times. There it is again. One doesn't, okay, no, it's the same one. No, this one's actually different. Because this one has two legs. Rimeir says Tam Maga Uavir. So it says Avir, that means also, that means Daraisa. So this will not be the same machlokes. Rav Shimon Matir, fine. The three, more than three fingers, three and down, has magen aver. That's this is means within the three of the bottom of the kira, which would be the top three actually. Just a little bit confusing. Three and up, past three, has magen aver. Do it, Rav Shimon Matir. Okay, the same machlokes. Already the third, fourth time. Okay. If the legs are protruding beyond the end of the kira, within three etzbois, there's maga and avir. Past three etzbois, there's maga, but not avir. Divi Rabbi Meir, Shimon Matir. Okay. So whatever's in the three etzbois is considered part of the tanner, part of the kira, I'm sorry. We had this like three etzbois, you know, we had a handle sticking out of the kira. Three its boys. The sides of the kira is three its boys. Sides of the pitputim is three its boys. Shooting this way horizontally from the kira is three its boys. How many times have we talked about this three its boys by the kira? So many. So within three its boys is darais is maga and avir. After that, just maga not avir. Remeir b'shimim matir. Again, Remeir always says when it's the rabbanon, he says no avir. So be a hecker, you shouldn't be serif shum of a kachim. Okay. Good.
You know they still make kiras today. But they don't call them kiras anymore. They call them stoves.
Stoves.
Outdoor. For use in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw them on...
On Amazon?
Yeah, just the other day.
Okay.
So you can buy one.
You can buy one. All right, good to know. Good to know. Mishnah Vav. Ketzam Sharasa, how do we measure them? So we would have thought those three legs sticking out, you just draw like a circle. From the three it's supposed. So no, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, this is a kind of name. You put a ruler between each one of them. First you got to measure the three tefachim from the edge of the kira, okay? Then you mark off that spot on each one of the pitputim. Then you take a ruler from one to the other. Anything that's menakana l'chutz, outside is tar, menakana l'fnim, and maka menakana is tameh. So basically drawing, you got to really see the picture. I'm sure everybody has a picture in front of them. You're drawing a triangle, an imaginary triangle from the three etzbos. Right, the way they say it, first you mark off where the three etzbos are from each one. Okay. Then you're going to take a ruler between one leg to the next leg to the next leg, creating an imaginary triangle. If a sheretz would fall within that triangle, tomei, if not tar, which is very, very odd because you could be underneath the kira, but not within that triangle per se. The cube was a circle, so that triangle is going to be cut off a lot of the area. They're assuming they put the ruler on the inside. Kana. It's a funny word, kana. You don't have the, kana usually means like a base or something. Like a kier of a kanoi. It's an interesting term, kana. Okay. Fine. Let me invite her.
What happens if the feet are 4 fingers long?
So then only the first 3 etzbos have tuma.
Right, so my question is,
yeah,
if the 4th one is tahar, how come, what happens?
No. The fourth finger?
The fourth finger.
No, you measure 3 etzbos from the bottom of your kira.
Yeah, and then
that's where the tum ends. Anything that fall out of that, if if someone would fall, like a sheretz would go there, wouldn't that cause tumma? Okay. Now, before we begin, it's important to get something very clear in Hilchos Kalim. You know, when a mace goes into a house, okay, it's metame directly anything in the ohel with it. So the mace, dead body's there. Everybody in the house becomes an avatoma. It's tummy them directly. Klicheres, if you put a sheretz in the klicheres, okay, and also put a food there, a food that's makabel toma, I'm not going to go into right now which foods are makabel, which are not, but you put a food that's makabel toma, okay? Well, the way it works is the sheretz is an av, is metame the kli to become a rishon, and the kli in turn is metame the food to become a sheni. We do not say that the sheretz directly is metame the ochel. We do not say that. It's not the same as mace. Therefore, if a sheretz would fall into a kli, and another kli tar would fall into the kli, that other kli tar would not become tame. Because a kli can only be mekabel tumah from an av. If the sheretz would be able to metame that directly, then a chanami, it would be metame, but it doesn't. It's metame the outer kli, become a rishon, and that rishon is in turn metame the kli inside to become a sheni. No, I'm saying it can't be metame a sheni. It only metame echel namashkin, because kalim can only mekabel tumah from an av. So it wouldn't be tame, it would be tar. Important. Okay. All right, let's talk about it like this. A tanor shechatzitzoi ches aleph. But in some years, you have a tanor that you split up into 2 parts. You had a divider with boards or with curtains. They are higher than the opening of the tanor, or at least level with the opening. However, if they would be below, then they would not, luckily they would be insignificant because you have a rim above. So the halacha is, when you separate it with this, Nimtza sheretz mokay mechud, you have a sheretz in one compartment. Hakol tamei. Why is it called tamei? Even things on the other side. Why? A mechitza cannot turn this one kli into 2 kalim. These are considered still 1 kli. Now ask the kasha, how's this different than we had those cases with like the spices and the different things, the rib, the bowls that were set into a tray, or the seifer, the kalmarim, ha-tuamais, where we said that they do separate, so they say different chilukim, that these mechitzas maybe were made later. That's one pshat. Some say these were made only temporary mechitzas. These mechitzas are not effective. Okay? So nimshas magamechad hakol tamim. Kaveres. A kaveres is a type of circular basket, more like almost like a barrel shape, also referred to as a beehive. So you think of like a beehive shape. Pchsuch pchusa, it got a hole in the bottom of it. Okay. Big hole. Let's say it's a big hole, without getting into details. Bekuka bekash, you stopped it up with straw. Yeah. Fine. It's got a big hole. It's not a kli. Weiter. Mishal Shalas, the Avir HaTahanur, and it's suspended into the airspace of the Tanur. Mm-hmm. So the opening of it is not in the Tanur. Okay. The edge, the opening of the top of the Kaveris is above the Tanur. And a Sheretz B'Seichel, there's a dead Sheretz inside. Hatanur tummy, the Tanur still tummy, even though that Sheretz is in a container. Says the, they explain that since the Kaveris has an opening in it, it's not a Kli. And therefore, we say it's not in that Kaveris, the Sheretz, rather, it's in the Tanur. And the walls of the Kaveris do not create any sort of mechitza. And therefore, the Sheretz mitami, the Tanur, etc. If the Kaveris would be completely intact without a hole, that would be a different story. It would be its own makom, its own kli. It would not be mitame de tanur. As we'll learn about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But since this is not a kli, it's as if it's in the avir tanur. It's mitame de tanur. Okay, good. Aye, there's a mechitza. The answer is a mechitza doesn't work. That we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah. So, a mechitza doesn't work. What could work? A kli, but this is not a kli. I just want to mention. Hi, Asher, it's b'tanur. The sheretz would be in a tanur. Ochlan shebesaycha, the food inside that kaveris would be tmein. Good. For Rabbi Eliezer mitayer, both cases. Blazer, how do you do it? But the Rashi says a mechitza doesn't work. Why does this work? Oh, what's the pshat? Say, you're right. The kaveris is not a kli. It's a mechitza. But, it's still. Since it surrounds the sheretz on all sides, it's considered better than the mechitza. Therefore, it's not considered the avir tanur. Big kula from Rebbe Eliezer. Omer b'lezer mitzil b'meisa chomer, I'll bring you a raya. If such a thing would be a salvation by a mace, which is so chomer, will not save by a lenient klicheres, I'll bring you a raya. Shtei mesechtes oilus, perek tes mishnah gimel, a kaveres, that got a hole, and he stopped it up, and it's sitting at the opening of a house, and the bottom of it is in the house, and the opening of it is outside the house, that if there's a kazayis of a mace in the kaveres, the tumah does not transmit, does not spread. The kuz the kaveres are considered chatzitza. Tumah's mace is so much more chomer than sheretz. Sheretz only is mitame oichon amashke, mace is mitame everything, mace is tumah shiva, sheretz is tumah erev. Oh. So if it helps for maize, kol shekin for sheretz. According to Blazer, it has to be pokak. I think so. It has to be that you stopped it up. Not so clear. Oh, no, it does not. According to Chum, it does not. According to the Chum, it does nothing. That's clear. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Oh, here, they say a footnote at the bottom. Even if it would not be stopped up, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it would also be effective. Wow. So why is it stopped up? I tell you the Chiddush the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, even when you're stopped up, it doesn't help. Interesting. Interesting. You hear that? Got that clear? Fine. Weiter. Omruloy said back to Belezer, "Silv mesa chomer shkin cholken oilim. It helps by a mace because we have cholken oilim. Mechitza helps by an oil to split an oil into two. So, in that regard, mace is more lenient. Kaveris doesn't have that. Tatzel b'keres akal, she'en chogim b'keres, mechitzes don't help. The Chum responds to Belezer, don't bring a riot from mace. No. Yeah, but mace, we find mechitza helps to split the house. There's two different houses. So this is not worse than a mechitza. But mechitza does not help by kli cheres. Mm-mm. That we spun at the beginning of the Mishnah. Reb Lezer, of course, agrees to this. What does he say? He says, vada mechitzas don't help. But this says, this is different. These are mechitzas that surround on all sides. This is different. So the sikum, to make a summary, mechitzas do not help to split an oven into two. They do help to split a bias into two by Tumas Mace. A kli would help even by a kli cheres, but this kveres, which is psuch with puka pekash, according to the chachamim, has a din of a mechitza. It doesn't help. Rabbi Lezer says, even though it's better than a mechitza, because it surrounds on all sides. I think that's the vart. Yeah, that's what they say.
So does that mean if someone dies in bed and you have to close the door to the bedroom door, okay, and then the rest of the house is tahar, only that room is?
We'll have to learn about that. No, you have to learn outside, Mr. T.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.